What's happening? My name is Mick Donaghy and thank you for tuning in to The Recruitment Show, a podcast for recruiters by recruiters. So welcome, this is Mick Donaghy from The Recruitment Show. This is the very first episode and my very first podcast, so thank you for tuning in. This is called The Recruitment Show. The name is synonymous with what it is. It's a show all about recruitment. I am a recruiter. I've been in the recruitment industry for the last 7 years. It's been a roller coaster to say the least, and I'm pretty sure that most of our recruiters out there would understand when I say that. So this show is all about recruitment. It's basically for people who are working within the industry, or you know, they could be senior consultants, they could be people just getting into the industry and wanting to find their feet. It's also for hiring managers and for people looking to hire people into the business. Recruitment is a very, very difficult industry to work in. It's an industry that most of our businesses and most of our sectors don't really understand. It can be very frustrating. It's probably the only industry in the world where your product can change its mind at any time. So it can be highly, highly stressful when you think you potentially are going to place a candidate into a job, and 2 hours before they're supposed to start, they ring you and say, actually, I'm not starting today because my cat has had a hernia and I'm not going to make it. So, you know, you can tell what it's like when you receive that call. You know, 2-3 months worth of work has just vanished into thin air, and it can be highly, highly frustrating. So this show is all about recruitment. As I said, I've been working in recruitment for 7 years. I started in 2012 at the back end of the GFC, the global financial crisis, and I've went through a bit of a journey, a journey of self-discovery. Coming from an environment where it was highly, highly KPI driven, through to now where I focus on relationships and I focus on brand. And I believe those two things are probably the most important element to success within recruitment, as well as all the other fundamental parts of recruitment, such as hard work, consistently delivering every single day. But my mentality in recruitment now is all about branding and all about relationships. So going back, I want to just give you an insight into what this show is and what this show is going to be about. It's first of all, it's going to be unedited. It's going to be unproduced. It's going to be unscripted. The reason being is because I haven't got a fucking clue how to edit or produce a podcast. You know, it was only probably a couple of weeks ago, you know, I Googled how to make a podcast, you know, so I am literally a novice in what I'm doing here. But the reason why I'm doing it, the fundamental reason for me why I'm doing this, is because when I first started in recruitment, there wasn't any sort of support or any sort of information on, you know, on recruitment. You know, I remember, you know, literally when I had first started, I was in a specific company and I was Googling and YouTube videos, you know, nearly every single night to find out, you know, how do I make better business development calls? You know, how do I manage a candidate better? You know, how do I go about sourcing people better? And there was very, very, very little information at that time. There was one specific guy from America who was all pearly white teeth and, you know, big pop collars, and you know, I remember watching his videos like 7 or 8 times, and I'm still thinking about some of that stuff that he actually said today. You know, and nowadays, you know, I still don't see anyone really who is a recruiter working in recruitment, actually working in recruitment, you know, sourcing candidates, finding candidates, managing that candidate, managing the entire process, going through the whole recruitment process and then delivering. You know, I do see other people, you know, who might be working in different functions of recruitment talking about, you know, how to do this and how to do that. But, you know, yeah, that is what it is. But, you know, are you actually doing it every day? You know, are you going through the same hardships as us? You know, are you going through the same struggles as us? You know, it's fucking hard what we do. You know, it's not easy. You know, going around and actually, first of all, sitting there at your desk and going, right, I need to go and find jobs to recruit for. And then you go through that difficult process, and then you go and say, right, I need to go find candidates who are suitable for these jobs. And then, you know, you're trying to work on your relationships on both sides. And, you know, it is an industry where, you know, everyone can change their minds, you know. Your client can say, you know what, actually, I'm not looking for that anymore, you know. Or your candidate can go, you know what, I'm actually not interested anymore because I've just got a pay rise, you know. It's completely different, you know. Whereby, you know, other industries, you might be going, right, I need to go and buy a new computer. And you've just decided, I'm going to buy it. And, you know, you go and you buy it. Where, you know, our industry, there's so many variables and there's so many complex issues that we have to, you know, navigate through, you know. So this podcast is about supporting each other. It's about educating people on what recruitment actually is, because, you know, to the exterior markets, you know, outside of recruitment, you know, we do have a black spot over our sector. And that's because it's probably too easy to get into recruitment, and it's too easy to you know, become a recruitment consultant. You know, I do cringe when I see, you know, people who have been working in the industry for a year and a half and they're a senior consultant. You know, I'm like, oh God, why, you know? Because most other industries, you're looking at, like, you know, nearly 10 years to become senior. And even myself, you know, I even cringe, you know, of calling myself a recruitment manager or a senior recruiter or whatever, because I'm like, you know, just look, use me, and then we'll decide whether, you know, you actually think I'm good at what I do, you know. So, like, it is one of those industries that has a black spot across it. You know, people can call you like a used car salesman or whatever, and that's disappointing, you know. And what I want to do is change the mindsets of the companies that we work with, you know, by producing better recruiters, by allowing recruitment professionals to have access to, you know, podcasts like this, where, you know, where it is a bit of, where you can get ideas, where you can get education, where you can get support. And, you know, I am 100%, you know, not an expert in this game in any way, shape or form. You know, I'm learning, you know, I'm using this podcast to learn. You know, I want to interview other recruiters who are doing way, way better than me. You know, I want to find out what they're doing. I want to find out what their processes are. I want to find out what they do when they wake up in the morning, you know, because I'm fascinated by that sort of thing. You know, what makes people good at what they do? I'm absolutely, you know, fascinated by that. So it's going to be something. It's going to be a little bit experimental. You know, I'm not a fully fledged, you know, awesome technological podcasting guru. You know, this is something it's a little bit new to me. But, you know, hopefully we can go through a journey together. You know, hopefully by my 50th episode, you know, I'm a lot better than this episode. But saying that, I still want to add real value. So, basically there will be two podcasts per week. One of those will be a short podcast, you know, basically under 20 minutes. And that will be talking about, you know, daily operational type stuff, you know, like as I said, you know, how do I bring a new job on? You know, how do I go about doing that? You know, how do you walk in, you know, on your first day of recruitment and go about, you know, setting up your desk? It's gonna be a little bit things like that. But on the flip side, you know, on the second show per week, there will be something a little bit longer. You know, that will be about, you know, interviewing a recruiter at the top of their game, or, you know, bringing in a branding expert, or bringing in a, you know, a mindset expert, something on the lines of that. So you're getting real value on both sides. You're getting the daily operational shit as well as the, you know, the higher self-awareness type stuff on how to create and master, create your own legacy and master your own destiny in some way, you know. So it's going to be two episodes per week, and hopefully you get some strong and real value from both of those. So thank you for joining me on the very first episode of the Recruitment Show. My name is Mick Donaghy, and I just want to leave you with one of my favorite quotes from Martin Luther King. He said, "If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. And if you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward." Thank you. My name is Mick Donaghy, and I look forward to seeing you on the second episode of The Recruitment Show.